broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am your host, Mike Salmon, and as always, I could not survive without my co-host, Stephen Julian. How are you, Stephen?
I'm honored and touched and about to shed a tear, Mike.
I try to make it unique and, you know, original every single time when I introduce you.
That is what makes you the greatest host on Gwinnett Business Radio.
That's right.
Or on Business Radio X.
That too.
Yeah, we'll
take
that.
And now I will shed a tear.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Stephen, we've got two wonderful guests in the studio with us today. Joining us from Premier Financial Alliance, it's Ava Scott. And joining us from Tendon Systems, we have Brad Raffensperger. We're going to start with Ava, though. Ava, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Tell us all about Premier Financial Alliance, what your role is there, and what the company does.
Well, the company helps design retirement strategies for individuals. There has been an evolution in the retirement and the financial services industry where we are moving more towards not investing so much in the stocks and doing tax-free retirement strategies. I have worked for this company for about a year. I worked for a big brokerage firm before that, and I feel more independent, more able to give my clients what they need. Their products are phenomenal. I'm very excited to be with this company.
You mentioned that you changed brokerage firms about a year ago.
Yes,
the reason for the change, Ava?
Well, the other company focus, like most companies out there in, variable products, investing in mutual funds and stock. And we know very well from the last 10 years that if all your eggs are in the Wall Street basket, you're not going to make it. Average return was 1.887. How can you ever be able to get to your financial, freedom and retirement goals when you're, up and down, up and down, up and down? So we have products right now, annuities and IULs and all different kinds of products that protect people. You gain on the upswings of the market, but you're protected when there is a crash. There's a floor in your investment. So that's what people are looking for right now. They're looking for security. Yeah.
Ava, you mentioned another word in the first thing you said. You said tax-free retirement strategies. Can you unpack that word a little bit? Because obviously my ears perked up, and I think a few other people's ears perked up on
that
too.
Well, most people out there, what they do is that they buy term insurance, right? $50 a month, whatever. I'll have enough insurance until I'm, 55 or 60, they get it 20, 30 years, and then they invest the difference, right? That's the old adage, and that's what, Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman and all these financial gurus have been preaching to us, and that's what I used to do, just buy term insurance, it's cheap, and then invest the difference. Well, it just doesn't work anymore because you cannot get the return that you need to get, and you do not have the security that you need to have. 10, 20 years of contribution time. When it comes to distribution time, number one, 401ks, pension plans, IRAs, simplified employee pension plans, 403b, all of these retirement vehicles that people have, the car that people are sitting in, is not going to get them to their destination because at distribution time, you have to pay income taxes to the tune of 30%, which is the average. And you also, if you have to take an early distribution, God forbid you need the money before 59 and a half, the IRS hit you with another 10%. So, again, there's been an evolution in the financial services industry. Why put all your money in that basket when you need it the most? You're going to get taxed. And if you happen to die before you take your 401k out, oh, my gosh, you, on top of that, get hit with the death tax, which is another 40%. So what is going to be left to your dependents, to the people that are – it's going to be a disaster, correct? I mean, and I'm not a CPA. I don't, specialize in taxes. But I know that there are other vehicles that you can get on that are going to be much safer.
We're talking with Ava Scott with Premier Financial Alliance. Ava, why do you think there's a disconnect between a lot of advisors out there and their clients?
Well, I think there's a conflict of interest. As I said, I work for a big brokerage firm, and we would have, like, fancy trips given to us and wining and dining at the Four Seasons by the big, you know, mutual fund companies. They wanted to pawn off their next and best mutual fund, the emerging market fund, or whatever. And we were, that's what we were dishing out. I would go to small to medium companies, and I would say, hey, who's managing your 401k? Well, I would bring my guys from, you know, Lincoln Financial or ING, and I would try to restructure their investment. Well, I mean, don't you think that that's a conflict of interest? Like, if I'm getting paid by the mutual fund company to sell their product, it's almost like pharmaceuticals. If I'm a doctor and I'm getting paid to dish out X, Y, and Z drug, I mean, you know, it just doesn't work. And everybody gets put into these funds. I have no assurance that this particular mutual fund is going to get you the returns that I say they're going to get. I mean, and of course, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. So I felt like I was gambling with people's money. And, you know, come time to retire, on top of that, they're having to pay taxes. And if the market happens to be down when you have to, by law, get your money out, you know, of your 401k because you've been, you know, laid off or retired, and the market is low and you were counting on, you know, $500,000 and it's down to 180, you're stuck. You're going to retire at 70 and your money's going to last you until you're 80. And then what you're going to do? I don't know what you're going to do. So if I can guarantee you life income benefits, like money that you cannot run out of, and I can guarantee you, I mean, not guarantee, but that I can assure or have a better estimate on what to do with your money. I mean, definitely, I feel much better about, you know, tax-free retirement strategies and protecting people's investments, you know.
So if I'm a business owner and I'm looking for safety and I'm looking for being able to answer the question of this is how much I think I'm going to need, how am I going to get there? What are some of the products that you're currently using? What are some of the benefits? I've heard you mention benefits a little bit. So what are some of the benefits specifically that you guys offer with some of your products?
Well, let me tell you about Index Universal Life. Mm-hmm. Index Universal Life is a life insurance product. It's a permanent life insurance product. You pay it like a term insurance. You pay it for 20, 30 years. At that time, you've put, you know, in X amount of years, a percentage of your premium goes to just the pure coverage of the insurance, the premium, and a percentage goes to an investment. An investment that is a fixed investment. We usually like to use S&P 500 index. So when you invest in the S&P, the historical average for the S&P 500 index in the last 30 years has been 8.3%. So the worst you can do, average, is 8.3% on your investments. Now, I do not know of a mutual fund that can do that. I don't know of a product that if the market is down, you're at a floor of 2.5, and that's the worst that you can get. And that if there's a, you know, upswing in the market, of course there is a cap. There's a 13, 14% cap. But I'm telling you, you know, you're always in the positive. You never lose money. So the investment inside of the Index Universal Life in the chassis of an insurance can be taken out at any time. At 50, if your kid gets married, if your kid goes to college, if you want to buy a condo in Florida at 65, you can take it out whenever you want. There are no limitations on when you can take the money out, no penalties, no tax consequences, because actually you are taking money out of your life insurance. It's the cash value on your life insurance. It's yours. It's a wash loan, like you take it out, but you don't have to pay it back. So there are ways. And also, if you have cash value in your life insurance and you just need a short-term loan because you're buying a car, don't pay the, you know, Ford dealership 10% on that car. You know, take it out of your life insurance, pay it back to yourself with zero interest. This is what rich people have been using forever, IULs. And now, you know, I call it the best retirement vehicle nobody has ever heard of. It's been a very well-kept secret, and now it is available to everybody. Another one of the benefits of the IUL is living benefits. Most people get life insurance just waiting to die. If you get, you know, sick, you call the life insurance company and say, hey, call me back when you're dead, right? Because I can't give you any. Most insurances out there, 99% of insurances out there, you have got to die to get. These life insurance that we provide with National Life actually pays you in the event that you have a disability. Let's say you cannot perform two of the six activities of daily living, you know, bathing, transferring, showering, you know, all these activities. You cannot perform two of them. It kicks in 1%. Let's say you have $500,000 policy and you get $10,000 a month, like 2%, for instance, for as long as you're disabled until you get better. You get better, instead of having $500,000 policy, now you have $400,000 left to your beneficiaries. But you were able to take money out of your life insurance when you have a disability that made you unable to work. And then you stop payments. And then when life gets better, you resume. And it's money that goes to you, unlike long-term care. Long-term care is great. It's very expensive. You have to have it. But they pay the in-network provider. They pay the nursing home. They pay the nurse. How about if you were sick, you get the money. You get the money. You decide with it what you want to do. And again, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen to you if you're going to get sick, if you're going to get terminally ill, chronically, critically ill, whatever. But anything that happens to you, I tell you, this policy, this insurance allows you to take money out in the event that there is a medical. Because actually, dying is cheaper than having a than getting sick.
That's true. I never thought about that, but you're actually right.
I wouldn't put it on a greeting card, but it is a truthful statement. Well, dying is cheaper than getting sick.
And it's a necessary evil. People get insurance, okay, I'll just put it in a drawer, they forget about it.
Well, they buy it for their death. They don't necessarily buy it for their life. And what you're talking about is being able to use it while you're still alive, which is a fantastic opportunity.
And being able to get the tax shelter off the IUL and not put your money in a qualified plan, which is what everybody does, and then get reamed when you get it out in taxes.
So has this product been around for a while? We just didn't know about it? Or is it a revolutionary new product?
No, it's been around for a while. It's just that
the rich people like Stephen knew about it, but not the rest of us.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I didn't know about it, and I was a financial planner. I've been in the financial services industry for 10 years, and I was buying term and investing the difference. I think because that's what's being dished out so much. But again, I tell people, you don't use a rotary phone anymore, right? You use a cell phone. You have your Droid or your iPhone. Well, people are walking around out there with a rotary phone in their pocket. I mean, that's what their retirement plan looks like. It's a curmudgeon. It's like an old, let's talk to a financial expert. Let's see what's out there. Let's see what's new. I'm screaming in the rooftops every day. Who is your financial? When was the last time you talked to your financial planner? Nobody. They spend more time planning a trip to Disney than planning their retirement.
See, I'm trying to get my head around the fact that we have a financial planner here, Ava Scott with Premier Financial Alliance, that actually cares more about the well-being of her clients than going on those nice trips to Hawaii and so forth.
Exactly.
I'm not used to this. Now, I understand, Ava, your firm specializes in tax-free retirement strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Are there really tax-free retirement strategies?
Yes, there are. You just got to talk to me about it. I'll tell you all about it.
Talk to me right now. Tell us all about some of this.
Well, I was just telling you, as long as you can put so much money into an IUL, as long as you don't make it a modified endowment contract, the IRS allows us to superfund these. And I'm telling you, if you have your own business, you have got to have an IUL because taxation is even worse for small business owners when it comes to selling their business or transferring their business. Doctors, there are doctors that put thousands of dollars every month. And see, it's sort of like an alien idea. Why would I put thousands of dollars towards a premium towards life insurance? It is not. It is not just life insurance. It's insurance for anything that the life would throw at you. And it's also an investment that you can tap into at any moment and take out tax-free. A lot of people choose a distribution time income. And once you choose the life income benefit rider, the insurance has got to pay you income for the rest of your life, for as long as you live. And if you live to 109, actually the actuary tables go to 119 right now. They were changed. They were changed recently because the insurance companies, there's so many more people living till 100 and past 100. I mean, because think about it. With the technological advances and medical advances, you can keep somebody alive for like ever, So you have to have that insurance. Honestly, and life is not like it used to be where kids, go and they never come back or, I see parents right now with kids that are the boomerang people. They come back home to stay. They have no jobs. You cannot not have life insurance at 55 anymore.
Ava, I want to ask a question. The people who are carrying around the rotary phones in their pockets and they have the qualified plans, maybe they've done some saving. Maybe they're a business owner, like you said, and they say, oh, I've done some stuff and I have some money in a 401k or in a qualified plan. Is there opportunities for them to take that and improve what they're in by moving to something like an IUL?
Unfortunately, once you are in a qualified plan, it's a qualified plan. It's not apples to apples. So if you were to move a qualified plan, let's just say you have – and I have people doing it. Mm-hmm. I have customers right now doing it. They have $100,000 in a 401k. They're changing jobs. They're going to take the tax hit. They're going to take the 25% tax hit, take that money out, put it in an IUL, front fund it. You can put $30,000, $40,000 up front and then just pay, a couple hundred bucks a month, whatever. And they'd rather do that because think about it. If you were a farmer – would you rather pay taxes on the seed, a little bag of seed that you're going to use to plant your apple trees? Or would you rather pay taxes on the harvest, the big bushels of apples? This is what we're doing. We're paying taxes on the harvest. We're paying taxes on $100,000, $200,000, $1 million, which is your complete nut of your retirement. Mm-hmm. When they gave us this little tip at the beginning, you get, you get a little tax break here. But the tax break, really, if you're putting $1,000 a year or $10,000 a year and you're at 30%, maybe you're saving $3,000. You're saving $3,000 now. But then when you retire and you have $1 million, you're paying $300,000. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we're taking the little break now. And people say, your money grows tax deferred. Like that's a good thing. It's not. Tax deferred, all it means is when you get out and you're retiring and you're 60, 75, whatever, and you cannot work anymore, you're going to get hit with paying your taxes. So there are different – the IUL is definitely – everybody should have one. But if you're too old, you can take money out and put it in a fixed annuity. Mm-hmm. Our fixed annuities also have a fixed return, 6, 7% return. They're fixed. You cannot lose money. There's a floor and a ceiling. And again, your money is protected. They have a rule they call the 100% rule. They say that if you're 50, you should have 50% of your money in variable products and 50% in fixed products. Mm-hmm. When you're 60, it's 60% in fixed products. When you're 70, so the older you are, the more security that you need. So that's a
less
very
risk.
Good rule too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a very good rule. And again, different people have different risk tolerances. I have clients that, they want to risk a lot and they want to make a big return. But again, I always try to manage their investments and their portfolio in a way that they're going to be protected.
I wish we could find someone a little passionate about,
sorry.
You do have a lot of passion about, what you do. You care,
yes,
obviously, about your clients.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
We had a really terrible personal experience, and I probably shouldn't talk about it, but my husband, was it 2005, I guess, he decided to quit his job. He's making six-figure income, great. I have three kids. He decided to quit his job and start his own company. It was a renewable energy company. He invested so much money. He got the rights to a technology. It was called the Biosphere. Burns trash, produces electricity. Had a contract with, the electrical companies. Anything. It was great. He was getting off the ground. He was investing. The company tanked. It was just a series of unfortunate events. The Chinese stole the technology. The manufacturers took it from us. Partners took off with money. There was a point when my phone was ringing and it was my mortgage company saying, hey, you haven't paid your mortgage. I mean, I had no idea. He was keeping it from me. I was like the happy housewife, And so I said, honey, do not make, a $500,000 mistake into a $1 million mistake. I didn't know he had cash or 401k. We had used up all of our savings. And at this point, I was doing mortgages. I was, making good money too. And I'm like, listen, we need to get our financial house in order. And I started, and I got into that industry just because we needed it. We needed it. And I got researching what's out there, and I got my licenses, and I got my job. And in the process of getting my financial house in order, I got passionate about getting everybody else's. I mean, I go to somebody's house, and if I see that they're paying 6-7% in their mortgage, I say, honey, I have no – you have to refinance your house. Or why would you pay 17% to the American Express and get 8% in your investments? I am not going to invest this money. Get out of debt first.
So this has become really a crusade for you.
It's something
very personal.
Absolutely, because I got my financial house in order. I mean, we're doing great now, but – I see how many people out there need these, and they need to get out of debt. I mean, and Dave Ramsey is fantastic about that. And I've taken the class, you know, the Financial Peace University. You have got to get a budget, the big B. It's like a dirty word. You have to get a budget. You have to get your financial house. You have no business investing in your kids' college plan until you have your retirement. You know, like when you're on a plane and there's no air, you put your own mask on first and then put it on your kid, because otherwise you're both going to pass out, you know, trying to figure it out. You know, do not take money out of your 401k to fund your kid's college, because then the kid's going to get out of college. There's not going to be a job waiting for him. He's going to move into your basement, and you're going to be, you know, working in Walmart because you couldn't retire because you gave him the money. You know what I'm saying? People make so many stupid mistakes when it comes to retirement.
She's wearing me out, Stephen. She's good.
Anybody who sits down and talks with Ava is going to hear a lot of passion and a lot of knowledge and be in a better position for their retirement.
Ava, for those that would like to find out more about you and more about your company and some of the products you've been talking about, where can they go?
Well, they can come to my office in Swanington Road, 4411 Swanington Road, or they can give me a call. Can I say my phone number?
Oh, no, leave all that. Yeah, absolutely.
770-480-0052 is my phone number.
And is there a website as well?
Yeah, well, we
or
have...
Or email.
Yeah, my email is Ava Scott. Actually, let me give you my work email. It's avascott@pfaonline.com. And there's a website. They can go to pfaonline.com as well, www.pfa, Premier Financial Alliance, online.com. But ideally, you know, this is such a personalized thing. There's such stigma about people, you know, talking about their – because really most people are not where they need to be and they know it. Just give me a call and let's just come over and I'll meet with you at Starbucks or at my office and we'll talk. Privately, and I'm like a priest. Confession, secret. I never divulge the affairs of my clients.
With Ava,
exactly.
Ava, thank you so much
for
all your time.
You're very welcome,
Ava Scott with Premier Financial Alliance. Brad, you're gonna have to follow Ava now. Brad Raffensperger with Tendon Systems. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Tendon Systems and what your company does and what you do there.
Well, Tendon Systems is a specialty contractor. We do post-tensioning. It's a specialty construction product. So post-tensioning is a high-strength steel product. So we reinforce projects like condominiums, office buildings, hotels, parking garages, things like that. And we also have another product, shear rail. It's a special shear stud reinforcement. And we also supply and install barrier cable on parking garages for vehicular and pedestrian restraints.
You mentioned some of those products. Are those uniquely yours? Do you have, like, patents on those? Or
no, it's actually
it's just what you specialize.
Yeah, it's specialized. It's actually a technology that came out of Europe after World War II. They were decimated. They had no money. And so a fellow named Eugene Fresnay developed this whole concept of pre-stressing or post-tensioning. And then in the 60s, that technology came to the United States. And then some people worked on it some more and Americanized it. And then over a period of time, it's just developed. If you look at most office buildings in Atlanta are going to be post-tension concrete structures. And just about every condominium at the beach is a post-tension concrete frame. And so that was a big market for us up to about 2006, 2007. And that's when the market collapsed. And when the market collapsed, that's when we really started focusing on the new part of our company, which is revitalized structures, which is really taking old buildings and restoring them using structural upgrading or waterproofing, deck coatings, things like that. Because even when the economy is hurting, you can be 80 years old sitting in your condominium in Miami Beach and saying, I'm not going to fix it. But eventually, when things start falling off the building, you're going to have to fix it. And so that was really what we did when the market hit its absolute bottom in 2009, 2010. I started talking to folks in our company. I said, you know, we really need to have a vision, need to have a plan of where we want to go. And that's where I came up with this idea of 10-20-20. Where could Tendon Systems be in the year 2020 based on us continuing to stay in an economic depression? And I know it's kind of maybe edgy to say this, but we actually are in an economic depression. Thing has just been camouflaged because we've started at such a higher wealth base than we did in the 1930s. And also we have a lot more government support payments, but we are in tough times. And so our model really is really going after restoring and strengthening existing buildings.
Okay, Brad. So you're the CEO of two companies, actually, yeah. Tendon Systems and the one you mentioned as well, Revitalized Structures. And you're based here in Gwinnett County.
Yes.
Why Gwinnett?
We moved here, and I got transferred here in 1982 from Washington, D.C., and they had an office at 85 and 285. In 1982, traffic was pretty good on I-85, so we bought a house in Gwinnett County. So started, first house was in Duluth, then Peachtree Corners, end up over in Lilburn, but end up with businesses based in Gwinnett. And over a period of time, Gwinnett's a good place to do business, and also it's a good place for our employees because as over a period of time, your employees start, you start kind of sifting through employees. People don't want to sit in traffic forever, so you have folks that live in Hamilton Mill or people that, like myself, I live in Johns Creek, and other folks live in Alpharetta, so we reverse commute. We're located at Buford Highway and McInnes Ferry, so it's a great location, and we have competitive market rents.
Brad, you talk a little bit more about the revitalized structures, and I guess my question that popped up in my head is it always people coming to you and saying, I need to revitalize the structure, or are there? Do you have to do some education? Do you have to go out and go, hey, I don't know if you know this, but you kind of need us either now or very soon?
Well, that's a really interesting point. We were just called by a new real estate investment trust. They bought a building over in Marietta. And they wanted us to come out and just take a look at a deck coating on their parking deck. So Chris Abbey, who heads up our Atlanta marketing efforts, was out there. And he started looking around and started taking pictures. But there's actually stalactites hanging out from this parking garage because there's cracks in the concrete. And then as the water flows through, what it does is it'll leach out all the lime. And that's what a stalactite is, basically.
Man-made stalactites. And, I love this show. We hear things like man-made stalactites. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so Chris started taking pictures of things, and eventually we helped the fellow understand that, yes, you bought this building, and yes, I know you don't have any tenants, and that's real important to get some cash coming in, but here's really what you have, what you're looking forward to, and really help them really plan a maintenance program for their building. And so that happens an awful lot. We'll be out. We maybe get a call about one thing, and then you're out there and you say, well, did you know about this? Did you know about that? So we look at, first of all, safety issues, life safety issues that they may not be aware of, but we've been in the construction business a long time. I'm a registered structural engineer. A lot of folks in our company are engineers. So we have an appreciation for things that are just dangerous that need to be fixed and restored.
Of the two companies that you have, which one do you see the biggest growth right now? Where are you getting more of your business? What side of the company?
Well, it's crazy. Our existing business, the Tendon Systems side, it went from a certain volume, and we lost 2/3 of our market. So it just collapsed, and that's what got us going. Our goal in the year 2020 is to be doing 50% of our revenue from structural restoration, waterproofing, things like that, and then from our existing post-tensioning business.
Right down the middle. What type of businesses, call on you? I mean, is a typical client, or if there's someone out there listening and that's the business you need to probably be reaching out to us?
Well, we've been in new construction, which is really the Tendon System sides. We get to work with some really good folks. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention names here, but there's some great contractors in this town.
Promote all your partners, absolutely.
So we did the Cox Tower 1 with Holder Construction. We're on two projects right now with Brownsfield and Gorey, and doing a project right now, actually two projects with Hardin Construction. So we work with some of these premier outstanding general contractors. And as the market has evolved, though, what you'll notice is a lot of general contractors typically may have a concrete contractor do the complete structural frame. And so we'll work with some notable concrete contractors. We work with Dollar Concrete, who's based here in Gwinnett County, 2000 Concrete, Flying Form Structures, and then folks situated all throughout the Southeast. We do work really from Richmond, Louisville, to New Orleans, down to Miami. So we really cover the big Southeast.
You've talked a little bit about parking garages. What are is it all commercial structures that you work on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're primarily something commercial. So it would be hotel, parking garage, condominium. We just did a project. Actually, we've done two projects in the last couple of years for Atlanta Public Schools. One was a restoration project, structural strengthening a existing high school, which is being upgraded. And that required us to use this technology called external post-tensioning. Then we just finished taking off a roof that had a bonded post-tension beam structure, which was at the Maynard Jackson High School. And we had about a $10 million contract working for the CM Winter Construction Company for Atlanta Public Schools.
I love how he says bonded post-tensioning structure, and he says it like you and I are supposed to know exactly what he's talking about.
I know.
This is a very high level of knowledge, and I mean, this is not just, I mean, obviously there's a lot of engineering that goes into what you do.
Yeah. It probably does, and we slip into the vernacular at the industry trade talk.
Hey, at least
and it's, and it's like all Greek to all of you. I understand that. But my chief engineer, who's just an outstanding guy, he understands what I'm saying.
At least you don't do the initials. You know, it isn't like BPS or something like that. You know, at least you use the words. So we
like the IT companies we've had.
Exactly. Now, one thing, and I don't want to get too philosophical here, but you mentioned that obviously it's been rough economic times. You've mentioned the word depression and stuff. But I think also what you've done with your company is indicative of the economy in general and kind of what we've done as an entire country. You've kind of refocused yourself and said, okay, let's talk about the existing structures that are out there. Right. And let's do something to help repair that and build that back up. So,
And to kind of piggyback on what he's saying, was there an aha moment? Was there a moment when you're driving along the street and it hits you, that's where we need to be focusing on?
Well, probably a couple aha moments. One is we made a joke is, you know, if it keeps on getting this bad, we're just going to call the bank and tell them to come get the keys, you know. But we also, it's crazy enough, but we've always had done repair of structures. As we're doing these new structures, new post-tension structures, we would have things that happened during construction, so we'd have to fix them. And we kind of like played at it. We did carbon fiber strengthening in 2000. We fixed a clubhouse down at Fort Morgan, Alabama that had been misdesigned by the engineer. And so we came in and reanalyzed it. We came in and upgraded it. Works great. But we did some other work. But then when the new construction market was so good, it's like, well, why do you want to deal with this old construction, this restoration? It's kind of nasty. It's tough. It's dirty, that type of thing. But we made that decision somewhere. We crossed the Rubicon 2009, 2010, and we said, we're not turning back. This is our future, revitalized structures, because we don't know what the future holds. It's really tough, and a lot of people don't understand this, but business owners do. You can't build a company with this kind of instability. When you drop interest rates down to basically zero, and then you have this mindless momentum, and you have these crazy condo booms, it's sort of great for that little moment, but it's not sustainable. So we really need a platform of sustainability. And the economic and the financial policies we've been getting, I know this isn't a political discussion, but from our political folks up in Washington, it's really made it tough on the small business owner.
One, you mentioned a couple of the projects you did for the Atlanta Public Schools. I'm wondering, obviously in this line of work, there's got to be some unique stories. There's got to be some really cool. I went to school with a few structural engineers, and there's always good stories behind kind of what you have to do or how you have to do it. Anything kind of pop to your mind, one or two quick stories of some very unique type scenarios that you were able to do post-tensioning?
Well, I guess probably the neatest stories are probably the ones that we come in and fix things or upgrade them. I guess we came in to high school over, well, it's actually an old IBM corporate campus, turning it into a high school. But we came in and cut 14 openings through the slab, so we had to figure out how to do that structurally, working with the engineer of record, and then cutting that opening, removing the concrete. And so now that'll be for the new elevator banks for those buildings. We did a project over in Charleston, the same idea, coming in and cutting an existing structure to add two elevators all the way up their seven-story parking garage. So you see some interesting things. How do you do that? Years ago, we got called into the Miami Airport parking garage. It was a post-tension cast-in-place frame with bonded post-tensioning. During the construction of the building, the ducts in the beam floated, and that doesn't mean a lot to you, but basically you didn't have the structural capacity in there. So we had to come in with a way of strengthening that existing structure, and that's one of the earlier uses of external post-tensioning that we came in. We were running finite element analysis and really detailed analysis. This is back, you know, just at the infancy of those programs really hitting the market. So we had our engineer working with Wisjani Elsner's engineer with another engineer of record. So three engineers looking at this, coming up with an optimal restoration solution so that you, in effect, didn't have to tear down a brand new parking deck.
You know, Mike, we've had people who do different things in construction. I think a lot of times they can say, hey, just point to it. That was a great story. Look at what we did. A lot of your work is behind the scenes. I mean, drilling in concrete and coming up with elevator banks. I mean, that's right. Stuff that everybody would take for granted, but what's behind it is just right. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, our
vernacular.
Yeah, our best work gets buried in concrete. And you never see it again, never hear
that's
it
about it. That's a great tagline. Put it on your business card. Our best work gets buried in concrete.
It's on the website. It's going to be on the website. How big is your company? How many projects are you currently working on now? How many can you be working on at one time?
Well, we probably will do about $20 million this year. We do about 300 projects spaced throughout the course of the year. We have
so it's not just you and one other guy.
No, we have about 70, 80 employees. We'll hit peaks of about 90.
Brad and Phil just doing work together. I like that, Mike. Sorry. You distracted
show
him.
Show up in the pickup truck.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. Two men in a pickup truck. I think that someone's already taken that, though.
Brad Raffensperger, the CEO of Tendon Systems and of Revitalized Structures, joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Where do you see, you know, you mentioned, you know, the future and where your biggest growth may be. I mean, what are your goals as far as your companies are concerned? Where do you want to be in 5 years and in 10 years?
Bigger.
Taking those nice trips, you know, where Ava was offered to go, Hawaii and so forth.
Well, our goal really is to really build stability. And so to build stability, we really have to have a plan. So next week, we actually have a leaders meeting with our key leaders. We're doing some strategic planning. I've been working with a consultant on that for the last few months because it's crazy, but we've had some growth pains. We weren't expecting the market to rebound, but all of a sudden, about a year and a half ago, the multifamily market picked up. And then all of a sudden, you're trying to handle this construction. So we've had some growing pains, which are a good thing. But really to build a stable platform going forward, we really need to do some planning ourselves because probably one of our biggest challenges, I think, is finding enough good people. My dad mentioned it to me when I was in high school years ago when he was running his company, you know, said, Brad, you can never find enough good people. And even in this kind of time that we're having right now, it's just tough to find really good people. When you find them, you need to bring them on board.
For those that want to find out more, some business owners out there that say, hey, I might need to have a conversation with Brad or some of his folks, where can they go to find more information? How can they reach out to you?
Well, they can call me at 678-835-1100, extension 153, or my emails are simple. It's brad@tendonllc.com or brad@revitalizedstructures.com.
And is some of your work available for people to take a look at photographs of before and after?
Go ahead, take a look at our website, www.revitalizedstructures.com, and you look at some of the work that we've restored, or tendonllc.com.
Brad, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Brad Raffensperger with Tendon Systems and Revitalized Structures, a big thank you to him. Also, a big thank you to Ava Scott with Premier Financial Alliance for her time as well. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Stephen Julian,
I just hope my good work isn't just buried.
In concrete.
Well, anything, anywhere. I just don't want it buried.
It's okay. Jimmy Hoffa said that one time. For Stephen, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.